Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America on the free Odyssey app, your local radio affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158. You got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And boom, we pop right on up. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And thank you to you, because there is no show without you. As simple as that. We get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've been hanging out for an hour already. Thank you so much to our guest last hour, Scott Agnes, for coming through. Covers the Indiana Fever and the Indiana Pacers. And, of course, Caitlin Clark dominating a lot of the conversation today after what took place with Kennedy Carter and her over the weekend. We even shared with you some words by Angel Reese about an hour ago. She was fined for not speaking to the media over the weekend, $1,000. And today she decided to speak. And I don't think her words, I don't think they were necessary. She's digging herself a little bit of a hole here, and it's going to be tough to dig out of it. We'll talk about it some more. And some positive news over the weekend, we finally know that the NHL Stanley Cup Finals are set between the Oilers and the Panthers. Oilers are out here trying to pick up championship number 6. It's been a while, 1990, when they went on that run at the end of the 80s. And here you have the Florida Panthers. They went last year and got wiped out by the Golden Knights. The Florida Panthers are trying to pick up their first Stanley Cup. That's the positive news. And then also Justin Jefferson, we learned earlier today, got himself a 4-year contract with the Minnesota Vikings. And it's not just not the length of the deal. Who cares? It's $140 million. Okay. He is making $35 million as a wide receiver in the NFL. He has now jumped ahead of A.J. Brown, making 32. Amon-Ra St. Brown making 30. We talked about Jalen Waddle's contract last week as a number 2 wide receiver. He's making 28. Yeah, the big bucks is rolling in for everybody. You know what? Let's get the positivity out the way. And then we'll get into Tommy Pham ready to beat people up. We'll talk more about Angel Reese. I'm going to get to your calls momentarily as well. 855-212-4227. This is Justin Jefferson on his own social media reacting to getting this new deal that makes him the highest paid anything outside of a quarterback. Listen.
The time has finally come. The deal I've been waiting for since I was a little kid. Being doubted my whole career, not being highly recruited, not being the first receiver off the draft board. This whole journey wasn't easy for me. First off, I want to thank the man above. Without God, this wouldn't be possible at all. To be given a gift to play football at the highest level, it's a blessing, it's an honor. My mom and dad, thank you. This is a journey for all of us. And y'all still with us every step of the way. To my brothers, Ricky and Jordan, y'all are everything. Y'all made me who I am today. This is a new step in our journey, new step in life. always dreamt of this moment and to now share it with all of y'all. A dream that we all had. It's a blessing. Kevin O'Connell, Quezzy, the Wilfs, I appreciate y'all for giving me this opportunity. Ben, my agent, thank you for getting this deal done. Last but not least, thank you to the fans. Y'all set the tone, y'all set the mood, y'all set the energy, and I'm definitely excited to set that energy for 5 more years. Thank you, all of the ones that supported me throughout the whole way. This is the start of it, but we ain't done yet. Just wait.
Let's see what he sounds like when Sam Darnold is throwing a ball to the wrong team. When is J.J. McCarthy going to start? And if I don't know, is C.D. Lamb? I'm saying, oh, he's getting 35? Well, Justin Jefferson, if he didn't have to deal with some injuries last year, he would have probably had some ridiculous numbers overall. Last year, only able to ball out in 10 games, still had 1,000 yards and 5 touchdowns. I think if you would have tacked on 7 more games, yeah, I think he'd be closer to a 1,700, 1,800 in 10 TDs. C.D. Lamb, he went out there last year, all pro, 1,700 yards, 12 TDs. I think C.D. Lamb might be saying, where's my 35? Or give me my 36 based on what I just did last year. And so he's probably going to be the next big wide receiver to get that bag. And same thing for Ja'Marr Chase. The Bengals, he's going to get that cash. And T. Higgins is going to have to settle for, I don't know, 25, 28 or somewhere else. We know damn sure the Bengals are not paying 2 wide receivers close to $60 million combined. That is not happening at all. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Darren is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on, Darren?
Hey, JR. You know, I want to tell a brief story here, and it directly relates to Angel Reese's comments. I used to joke to friends that when I moved out of Michigan and moved down to Lexington, Kentucky, to attend the University of Kentucky for grad school, that was the first year in quite a while that the Wildcats went to the Final Four. My last full year living there, I bragged to everyone, see, I'm here, you guys win a national title. The year that I left, which was the year after that, is when they lost Rick Pitino. I further joked, see what happens when I'm not around? You lose your best coach you've had in forever. That's as absurd as Angel Reese's comments, how she basically takes a square peg and shoves it metaphorically into a round hole and tries to claim she's part of the reason that there's just such Caitlin Clark mania and that the ratings have gone crazy and that the Fevers Arena has sold out more already this year than it did all of last year. I mean, it's not because of any, continued heated rivalry. Sure, that was an interesting storyline. I really don't think most fans even care about it. It's all because of Caitlin Clark. It's not because of Angel Reese. And, Samuel Clemens or Mark Twain once said, better to be thought a fool and keep your mouth shut than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. And that's what that young lady really needs to do, is just keep quiet, say positive things, don't try to make herself sound like she's the big reason that the WNBA has taken off. Enjoy what's happening, put her head down, work hard because she's got a chip on her shoulder because she was drafted behind Caitlin Clark like a lot of NFL players do, and just work at getting better. That's what she needs to do.
Yeah, I agree with the latter part. But I think to ignore her role in the explosion, okay, I think that is short-sighted. Because in a lot of cases, especially in sports, people need a foil, all right? I have no idea in what alternate universe we would live in if we went back to the 80s and it wasn't Magic and Bird. You know, right. I don't know what world we would live in, if we could play the what if game all the time,
right,
when it comes down to rivalries. But a big portion of the explosion of both Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark came as a result of the you can't see me and the taunting conversations and the sportsmanship.
Okay.
And so that is accurate. But I will agree with you. There comes a point in time where you can't say that you are the you're the reason, you are one of the reasons, but then you can't complain about it. You can't say,
right,
I'm accepting the villain role and then continue to complain about that. And that's when you get down to it where it's just like, hey, Stop. Just go ball out. I mean, she's making enough money. She has her own support base and fans. She has a level of popularity to be in swimsuits and have interviews and have her own
absolutely.
Shoe line. She has the support of Shaq. And so why you want to continue to dive into the realm of, well, I'm a victim. I'm sure I know people say nasty things to her, but it's her job. And maybe it's because she's too young or doesn't have people around her. Don't feed into it. It's like going into the woods. It's like, don't feed the bears. You know, when you go to the ocean, it's like, don't feed the sharks. You got to learn how to stay above the fray and do what you can do. I mean, the fact that she had I don't even know the full extent of her press conference. We'll play it again in a second here. And Darren, thank you so much for calling from Michigan. No problem. But the fact that you're going to dive so deep into the people need to recognize it's me too. Stop. Record scratch. Stop. Chill out. Like, earn your keep on the basketball court. And you got enough interest off of it. Dive into fashion. Dive into your own lane. Because the more that you bring up Caitlin Clark, who doesn't say a damn word about you, you start to look even more silly. You don't need to beg for the attention. You have it. You have it. Just rock with it. If you had a understanding or you're not clear what we're referring to, this is what Angel Reese said about an hour ago.
It all started from the national championship game, and I've been dealing with this for 2 years now. And understanding, like, yeah, negative things have probably been said about me, but honestly, I'll take that because look where women's basketball is. People are talking about women's basketball that you never would think that we'd be talking about women's basketball. People are pulling up to games. We got celebrities coming to games, sold out arenas, like just because of one single game. And just looking at that, like, I'll take that role. I'll take the bad guy role, and I'll continue to take that on and be that for my teammates. And if I want to be that, and I know I'll go down in history, I'll look back in 20 years and be like, yeah, the reason why we watching women's basketball is not just because of one person. It's because of me too, and I want y'all to realize that.
Hickey, this is going to go on and on. Like, when is somebody going to tap on the shoulder and just go, all right, just cut it out. It's done. You're in the WNBA. She's in the WNBA. She has money. You have your own money. Just do it on the court. Like, what's so difficult to miss here?
I'm with you, and what I'm struggling to figure out is, like, why everyone is forgetting that high tide raises all boats. Like, for the longest time, right, I mean, this is easily, just today alone, right, I'm sure, if I had to guess, the most you've talked WNBA maybe ever combined in radio, like, just don't talk about it a lot before Caitlin Clark got here. So now she's bringing a spotlight to the entire league where there are great players, right? It's not just her and nobody else and a bunch of scrubs. There are great players all throughout the league. And now Caitlin Clark is the light that is shining on them, and it's like, I don't know why everyone is so mad when instead this is now all you've been asking for. You got the platform, you got people watching, you got people there. Well, now that they're watching, now that they're there, show out, ball out, show them what they've been missing, and now build the sport going forward based on not just Caitlin Clark, but also now you capitalizing on playing great basketball when people are finally watching. I don't know why what's so hard to get in that mindset?
You know, when it comes to Angel Reese specifically, it's that she considers her, and she is to a certain degree, that's a peer. That is someone who she battled it out with for a national championship, or walked away with a national championship in the case of Angel Reese 2 seasons ago. That's a peer. Same draft. That's her foil. I mean, if we got to think about Batman and the Joker, if we have to think about, I don't know, Lex Luthor and Superman, Magneto and what's the other guy's name? Professor X. Like, any great story, and this is storytelling. And unfortunately, we moved into a space in media where it's slop throwing. Things get so nasty. Like, everything that's good about anything has a story surrounding it. Even in regards to sports, I love sports. I love the athleticism. I love the strategy, but I love telling the story. That's why I stand here for 4 hours, and it's just like, hey, let's paint a picture. Let's try to have fun, be entertaining. Sometimes not always the case about, you know, with serious topics, but hey, let's tell a story. And right now, I'm like, can we rip this page out and start over? Because things have just gotten so nasty. And maybe we need to get through this and get over the hump and get to a kumbaya. But I mean, shoot, I feel like it was only, what, a month ago that Angel Reese was saying, oh, there's no beef between me and Caitlin. And when we see each other, it's this. And we're just competitors on the court. We don't hate each other. But then you say things like this. And yeah, you didn't throw hate at the girl. But you obviously, oh, there's more than one player. You like leave it alone. Bury it. Call it a wrap by now. Go play. You got your popularity. You got your money. Go play. We don't need these beefs, but hey, this is still a, I don't want to say a new league, but this is a league with newfound attention. I know there are people who are jealous, whether it's Angel Reese or not. And at this point, let's see the ball. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And speaking of beef, man, there's nothing to worry about with the Chicago White Sox. This caught my eye yesterday. Tommy Pham, pretty much at this point in his career, journeyman outfielder, is playing for the White Sox because they need a warm body. He's actually not doing too bad. He's batting 280, three home runs and 12 RBIs. Yesterday, the White Sox were taking on the Brewers. The Brewers, top of the division, and the White Sox, well, in the Central and the American League, they stink. The White Sox have lost 11 straight games. They have a record. This is crazy. Their record is 15-45. It's June. It's the beginning of June. And last night, they lost, I told you, 11 straight. The Brewers beat them 6-3. And so when you're the White Sox, why not go for it? Tommy Pham was rounding the bases. He was called home, go home, by the third base coach. And he was out by what you say is a country mile. Will Contreras tagged him at the plate and then talked crap to him about it. Tommy Pham didn't appreciate it. Tommy Pham is like, listen, I listened to the third base coach. He says go. I went. But I didn't need you kind of, you know, talking crap to me after you tagged me out. Like, leave it alone. And then Tommy Pham, you want to talk about beef? In the clearest way possible, he told everybody, I prepare for beef in the offseason. Listen to this.
One-run ball game, close play at the plate. And actually, it wasn't even close. It's a shallow fly ball to left field. You would expect the left fielder to throw the base runner out on that play. But the situation of the game, third base coach sends you got to go. I'm nailed out at home by a mile. I'm going to the dugout, and, you know, I hear the tough guy with all the hoorah, you know, so I'll never start anything, but I'll be prepared to finish it. There's a reason why, you know, I do all kinds of fighting in the offseason, because I'm prepared to fuck somebody up. So you can take it as what it is.
Oh, whoa. Wow. Hickey, I don't think I've heard a baseball player be that clear about handing somebody a whooping in a minute, man.
Yeah, it's, I don't want to say refreshing. That's definitely the wrong word to use. But I will say with baseball, similar to basketball as well, I hate the fake tough guy act of hold me back, but I'm going to ready to beat you up, but I'm actually not. Look, again, I'm not condoning with Tommy Pham, and he didn't hit anyone this time, but, I mean, he's clocked Jock Peterson in the face before, so.
He owed him money. Didn't he owe him money?
Yes, from a fantasy football league gone wrong. Not condoning the behavior, but at least to his credit, he not only talks the talk, but he walks the walk.
He's you know what? As much as I said in the WNBA, like, stand there and explain your actions. Like, don't run away from it. And yeah, I don't want to be a full advocate, yeah, of violence, but it's true. You gonna say something or do something, and at least stand on it. Everybody's so quick to run away. Damn, I mean, Kennedy Carter was on social media all weekend long. But you couldn't stand there or sit there and answer questions? That's soft to me. That's weak. Like, do better. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, speaking of standing up for yourself, Darren Waller of the New York Giants. He could be Darren Waller, formerly of the New York Giants, because he appears to be interested in singing and making songs about his WNBA ex. Like, this is what the New York Giants traded for? We'll talk about him. We'll hear from him. And Hickey, we have some of his song, too?
We got not one. We got a song that he wrote and a rap. Two for one. God.
All right. Well, we'll talk about the New York Giants' soon-to-be former tight end, maybe. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
That should be for Angel Reese, not me. That should be for her, not me. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, Justin Jefferson got paid today. Paid big time. 4-year contract, $140 million, $35 million per year. Highest paid wide receiver ever. CeeDee Lamb is looking around saying, where's my cash? Dallas Cowboys need to ante up. They'll figure it out after that, too. Ja'Marr Chase, he wants his money. All these wide receivers want their cash. And then we got a tight end in the NFL. We don't even know if he wants to play anymore. Darren Waller is, he's an interesting fellow. He is. Darren Waller, you might remember, he started off with Baltimore in 2015. He had the issues with alcoholism and addiction. And then he started to light it up for the Raiders. This man made the Pro Bowl a couple of years ago. 1,100 yards, 9 touchdowns. And then, before last season, he was traded to the New York Giants, who we all know would certainly need some help for Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones. Unfortunately, Daniel Jones blew out his knee, and Darren Waller had to be on the receiving end of passes from guys like Tommy DeVito and backup Tyrod Taylor. And even as a result, this man by himself only played in 12 games, had a paltry 500 yards receiving, and one touchdown. The New York Giants traded away a third-round pick for Darren Waller. He's 31 years old. There's already been rumors now that he's dealt with more injuries about whether or not he's going to retire. And then his personal life, he's been criticized there as well because he was married to WNBA star and champion Kelsey Plum. And they had what was an odd divorce, I don't know, a couple of months ago, filing for divorce. And naturally, what happens next? Darren Waller, who is a musician, I know this personally. We have a good friend, mutual friend. Darren Waller goes into Manhattan to go into the recording studios. And he put together a music video that talked about WNBA star Kelsey Plum stabbing him in the back. Let's just say I didn't listen to the entire song. because I couldn't. Listen to this. This is from Darren Waller, New York Giants tight end.
Take your time in here. Just take a time out and fear. The nights we opened up and we knew how much that you and I were real. How long I gotta climb up this hill. I'm tired and
okay.
I wanna be still.
Okay, all right. Hickey, I couldn't. How long was that? Was that 10 seconds? 10 seconds, right?
You made it about 18 seconds.
Oh, I made it through 18 seconds?
Yeah, halfway through roughly the length I pulled there for you.
Oh, my God. And how long was that whole song? Like 3 minutes?
3 minutes, yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Oh, Darren Wall is never going to want to talk to me now, but I mean, sheesh. Yeah. So there were so many rumors that kind of popped up about him now retiring. He's already openly like talked about it. The Giants are like, we don't know what the guy is doing, and we let him think about it. He's 31 years old. He's already had he's had a tough life. And he decided to respond today. Not on social media, not on X, not on any of this. Hickey, help me out here. He decided to make music today to respond.
That's right. That was more, I mean, had a little country feel, right, would you say, to it, that breakup song? This is more of a straight rap.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That had a lot of auto-tune to his singing. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Am I going to be able to get through this rap?
You tell me. You're the judge. I'll play it for you. You tell me when to stop.
I will. Go ahead.
Want a day in the life being me. Everything that happens between you and your wife on TMZ. Trying to kick the dough in this rap. Just like a B&E. Speaking to the blind, it's no wonder they went for seeing me. For a minute, I admit they was deceiving me. Pleasing everybody, forgot I had to believe in me. It's all good when you got all them yards receiving. To them cards you're reading ain't that great. It's hard receiving a message from God that he's taking back what you've been blessed with. I'm foaming at the mouth, they know I ain't the one to mess with. Quit playing checkers on my board, I'm playing chess. And if I fall, my brothers pick me up like Byron Leftwich. Give me your best pitch. Hope you know that you signed your death wish. I'ma write that that leave them breathless. So tell your friend, grab your inhaler before the set list. And take a, cause you ain't gonna forget this. Let's go. This world get violent, dog. It sure made me tough. Made me better. It's terrifying, but it never
wait,
made
wait,
me
wait,
tough.
Wait, wait, wait. Okay, that's enough. So is he quitting or not? We don't know. He's not quitting. He sounds like he's complaining. Is he quitting, though?
Great question. I could not. I got nothing out of that rap. I don't know if it was just me, but I got no answers.
That sounded better than the singing, I'll tell you that much. Oh, my God. A lot of auto-tune. That's the benefits of technology, right? Like, I don't know if he's a good singer or not. He sounded like he was synthesized through a computer, man.
Ugh. Hey, we don't know if T-Pain's a good singer either. He's made a career out of it.
Oh, no. T-Pain can sing. You never heard T-Pain sing without the auto-tune?
No.
Oh, my God. He's an amazing singer.
What's with the auto-tune, then? What are we doing?
Well, come on. It's like 15 years ago.
I guess I've not been up with my T-Pain. My apologies.
No. One day he was asked about doing a song, and he sang. He can sing. He can sing. No auto-tune. He can sing. I don't know what Darren Waller sounds like without the use of technology, but... good luck to him. I don't know. The New York Giants are so deep in the hole. I'm sure at this point they're probably hoping that he retires because, forget a cap hit. They won't have to deal with him or his music anymore. That's what the New York Giants traded a third-round pick for, a conflicted football player. Doesn't know whether he wants to be a tight end, catch passes, sing or rap. All the best to him. He is certainly a... he's been through his share of quote-unquote things and life experiences. Things could be always worse. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, hey, there's actually some positivity. We gotta wait a while for it, okay? The positivity is the Stanley Cup Finals. And we gotta wait until Saturday We'll talk about it on the other side, get into some NBA as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, this is Matt Spiegel, and on my podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, we learn how the best broadcasters in the game, like the Reds' John Sadak, try to capture the greatness of the best players, like Ellie De La Cruz.
He's a video game character. I mean, he is so athletic, and I think each moment is its own living entity, and I try to just match whatever that moment is.
The PBP, Voices of Baseball. We bring you the people who bring you the game. Find us on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We've talked about Caitlin Clark. We've heard from Angel Reese. We talked about Justin Jefferson. We talked about Darren Waller and his, well, the song stinks. Sorry, my bad. I'm sorry, the song stinks. The rap was better, but I don't understand the purpose of it. Has there been a musician? Hickey, has there been an athlete who's been a decent musician? Am I missing somebody?
There's a question there for Austin Rivers.
Austin Rivers. Oh, doing both things.
Yeah.
Didn't Lou Williams rap or something? No. Isn't there a guy?
Bernie Williams was a good guitar player.
Bernie's still a guitarist, yeah.
Does he sing too? Do you know?
Yeah, Bernie sings and plays a guitar. Yeah, does he? You know what? I should smack myself. I saw him last year. He's just on a guitar, man. He has other vocalists who come through.
So he could do half. He could at least play on the guitar well for an athlete.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, Damian Lillard is the one who raps. That's him. Is Damian Lillard.
That's right, Dame Dalla. That's
yeah,
right.
I don't want to listen. I don't want to listen to nobody's stuff, really. 855-212-4227. Brandon is here from Myrtle Beach. Brandon, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, man?
How's it going, JR?
Good.
Good. I was just calling earlier. I heard you guys mention T-Pain, and if he can sing without autotune. I had a recommendation. If you haven't seen his Tiny Desk concert on YouTube, go check it out as soon as you can. There's no autotune. He does all of his classics. With a little backing band in a small setting, a pretty awesome move.
Yeah, he's an amazing singer. No, without a shadow.
He's an awesome singer.
He is. I don't know. Jay-Z made a whole song inspired by him telling him to shut up about autotune, and he never needed it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Hey, Brandon, you got anything else you want to chime in on? You just want to talk about T-Pain?
No, I was just calling you about T-Pain, man.
Okay. Well, thank you, Brandon, for calling from South Carolina. Thank you so much. Hickey, we had one guy call about my water here in Georgia, right? Another guy called about T-Pain. And so if I have to be a thinking man, our next caller will call us about what?
Ooh, politics.
Oh, my God. No, I hope not. I hope not. What was it? Was it Thursday or Friday? Yeah, I think it was Thursday. Yeah, 34? I think. Yeah, that must have been on Thursday. Anyway, I hope not. I can expect that I will get one of those calls, one or two of them, over the next 4 or 5 months. It'll be interesting, to say the least. And speaking of 4 or 5 months away, man, how much longer we got to wait for the finals in basketball and hockey? Like basketball, the NBA playoffs, or the finals, get going on Thursday. It will have been a week. And then in the Stanley Cup, I mean, last night, the Oilers, they go ahead and they advance by beating Dallas. And they got to wait almost a week. They don't get going until Saturday. Like, I mean, sheesh. Like, you got to line everything up perfectly with the rest and the media and what happened. Can we just get to it? Can we just get to it? And Hickey, I know you're a Rangers fan. Did you watch the game at all while you were on the road?
I watched both, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not good. Now, you want to ruin a good time at the beach? The Rangers on Thursday night and Saturday night tried their best.
Yeah, and they lost again. You know what it feels like yesterday to me that the New York Rangers were in the Stanley Cup Finals? Bruh, that was 10 years ago. It feels like yesterday. And I feel like right now at this point in time, the Rangers are just, they're skating in place. They're not moving anywhere.
I was a sophomore in college. Long, long, long time ago. You're right. They are stuck in the same place. A good regular season team. Not a very consistent postseason team. Unfortunately, kind of Cowboys-esque a little bit here. At least they make the conference finals sometimes.
Yeah, Cowboys-esque how? But what, being in the conversation?
In the sense of, like, they have great regular seasons, make you believe, and then the playoffs, a lot of the big guns go MIA. It's so frustrating.
Panarin, we can go on. Do you think they were just too small against the Panthers? They seem like they got bullied out there.
That you said it. Absolutely. They're too small, and Florida's going nowhere. I think Florida's going to win in part because they can push Edmonton around the way they pushed the Rangers did, the way they pushed the Rangers around. That said, they come at you in waves. They're physical. They're big. They also have a lot of talent as well, so it's not just like they're bruising. They can also score. So it's a tough style to play if you don't match up size-wise. The Rangers didn't. I don't think the Oilers do, and I'm not really sure anyone right now in the league would be able to take down Florida if they met in a different Stanley Cup final matchup. They are the best team in the league, and they're going to win the Cup.
Yeah, I think so. I think the Panthers are going to get a little, quote-unquote, get back from last year. I remember that final game, that closeout game, where the Vegas Knights pretty much routed them. I don't even know how many goals.
I think it was nine.
Well, they had nine scored against them. What did they have, like three? It was like 9-3?
Something like, yeah.
Like, it didn't even matter. How you just get routed by nine? And then correct me if I'm wrong. Weren't the Panthers also involved in that the earlier rounds where they had that overtime game that just they had like a million overtimes? Wayne Gretzky was falling asleep, like watching it. He wanted to go home. He's like, how many more overtime games do we need? I think Florida, this is a get back. This is their second time going back to the Stanley Cup Finals back to back years. And this year they don't have the Vegas Knights to basically just push them out the way. Edmonton is there. They had to wait an extra day against Dallas. And then if you think about Dallas, man, the city of Dallas, the Metroplex, had a full opportunity here to say we have the defending World Series champions when it comes down to the Rangers. We know the Dallas Cowboys aren't worth a damn, so that's out the window. And then at the same time, you have the Dallas Mavericks. And so we missed a chance and an opportunity to have both the Stars and the Mavericks competing for a championship. I think that the New York Knicks were kind of sort of almost in that place, and now Madison Square Garden is shut down. And Edmonton comes out on top over Dallas. They beat them yesterday 4-2. The Oilers are trying to pick up that first championship since 1990. Panthers have no championships. And Connor McDavid, he's here. He's finally here. He talked about beating Dallas last night. He talked about his emotions on TNT, getting to the Stanley Cup Finals.
A lot of games in this building, a lot of games in front of these fans. And like you said, when the clock hit zero, it definitely felt it.
Well, tell us on Sportsnet, how does it feel making the final? Tell us.
Yeah, it feels like a dream, honestly. It was a crazy one tonight, not our best effort, but we hung in there. Found a way to get a win. Stu was great. Everybody played great. Just hung in there.
A little bit more excitement there, right after the game. And not too bad, not too shabby. Yeah, I mean, I've seen much more of the Panthers taking on the Rangers than I have of Edmonton. But the reality is I'm going to go ahead and take the Panthers as well. I think they're going to go out there and bully the Oilers. Hickey, how many games, man? What do you say?
I say five.
Five?
Panthers and five.
Panthers and five. And for your own personal sake, what do the Rangers do in the offseason? They got to move somebody, right? Is Drury moving somebody?
I hope a few players.
Uh-oh.
You need it. I would trade our Artarian Panarin if I'm them, try to get something back. He's useless recently in the playoffs with how big the teams are that he's facing and how little he is. I think they need a major shakeup here. They want to truly compete.
You know, we missed the boat. I can't say we, but it's actually interesting that James Dolan, who's one of the most, dare I say, hated owners in professional sports, how just this past season, and yes, the Knicks and the Rangers didn't end up in the championship. This was not 1994. But does he deserve some type of credit for at least getting the hell up one out the way? Like, he has decent management to lead the team? I mean, yeah, he's still upstairs and acting a little wild here and there. But does he actually deserve credit for once?
Yeah, I would say so, right? I mean, I'm trying to think. Unless there's an event that happened in, like, November or December that I'm just blanking on, I think it's been a full year, right, where it's been quiet. There's been no drama. He's not kicked anybody out. He's not said anything. He's not offended anybody. He, like you said, was quiet, got out of the way, and like a good owner, just allowed the people he hired to do their job.
Yeah, Leon Rose, Chris Drury. The dumbest thing he's ever done, well, outside of the Charles Oakley stuff. When was the liquor license thing? Was that last year? Around this time last year, right? About a year ago?
Yeah, right? Last year, 2 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, tried to fight with the liquor authority and tried to utilize the fans as like a leverage point. Maybe I have a Rangers or Knicks game where I don't serve alcohol and they can blame the government. Like, whoa, bro, why would you even insinuate such a thing? And the worst thing that he ever did, I mean, it's quite a few. When he made Phil Jackson the president of basketball operations, he made him president. And then like 3 days later, there's photos of Phil Jackson sleeping at the airport, sleeping on a city bus. The man wanted to run the triangle offense. He wanted to draft a Frank Ntilikina to do what? The answer is nothing. Like, that's probably one of the worst things that he's ever done. But for right now, he does deserve credit for just staying the hell up on out the way. And so maybe for the first time ever, kudos to James Dolan. And so this means that in the next 5 to 6 months, he's going to do something crazy, like sue another basketball team, like he's currently suing the Toronto Raptors. You can't make this stuff up. And speaking of owners, Hickey, now that the Timberwolves are done, did you hear the story about how the owner, Glenn Taylor, tried to give Alex Rodriguez a hug? A-Rod didn't want it.
No, really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, these two dudes are in a legal dispute. I guess you could still be a gentleman, and he didn't want to hug A-Rod. He didn't want to give him a hug. Or A-Rod didn't want to hug him back.
Why would he want to give A-Rod a hug?
You know, it's like, hey, you got a piece of the team. I got a piece of the team. I know you're suing me to buy me out. But, you know, I could say hi to you, right? We could still be cordial, right? No.
Yeah, you know what? I give A-Rod credit there. You know, you said before, stand on what you believe in.
Right.
A-Rod doesn't like Glenn Taylor. He's not going to fake nice and say, you know what? I'll give you a hug, fine. And we'll just pretend for a second like we're not in court battling over who's going to own the team. He doesn't like him. And he's not going to even for a second try to placate him.
It was also said that Alex Rodriguez, you know, he put out these statements after the season. You know, we fought, we battled, we the Wolves did this, we did that. And it's just like, well, what if an arbitrator says there is no you or we? What if you just kind of, you in the back? I mean, what is Alex Rodriguez going to want to stay on as a minority owner if he can't get the full shebang? I doubt it. I doubt it.
Will he say we when he tries to slash the budget if he does own the team?
Oh, my God. Wow.
We can't afford to pay everyone, so we're going to have to trade Cat?
Oh, my God. Is he going to be sitting courtside after that one, right?
He'll be seen, that's for sure. And I'm sure he'll blame someone else as well as to why they can't pay everybody.
I told you, I think if there's one bright side is that his ex-girlfriend is breaking up with the husband, right? Isn't that what that is?
Oh, yeah, J-Lo. That's true. He's doing right now better than J-Lo.
Yeah. Yeah, until he's not, right? Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, there's another baseball player. He ain't doing too good. He might be banned for life. I'll tell you who it is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements, unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order. Order now.
Instacart shopper thoughts. Avocado edition.
If I had a time machine, I wouldn't go back in time to ride a dinosaur or hang out with George Washington. I'd go forward 3 days from now to see this avocado perfectly ripe just in time for Jeff to make his guac. But hey, that's just me.
Download the Instacart app and we'll overthink shopping for you. Get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.